Philip Clark on 666 ABC Canberra.
King Bhumibol has died overnight. It raises questions about the Southeast Asian nation's reaction to the loss of this long-serving monarch, who's been a massive stabilising force in a country, of course, riven with political division over the years, particularly in recent times. Dr. John Blaxland is a senior fellow at the Strategic and Defence Studies Centre at the ANU, is with us this morning. John Blaxland, good morning.
Hello, Philip. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's he was, wasn't he? He was a massive unifying force, and hard for us to understand the veneration with which he was held by Thai people too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And part of the issue is that, look, we don't really understand Thailand very well. Part of that is because Thailand was never colonised. It was always a very distinct culture, a Theravada Buddhist state primarily, a country that was very proud of its own history and culture, and really that meant that the king was in a very special state place anyway. But King Bhumibol, he in his reign, his very long reign, did amazing things. He really did transform the monarchy into something that was more than just venerated. It was put up on a pedestal as the highest of institutions in the state. And, of course, that led to a considerable controversy about the politics beneath him, because, of course, he was actually a constitutional monarch. Ever since 1932, Thailand has been a constitutional monarchy. You know, there are parallels there to the British monarchy. Mm. And while, you know, we're kind of respectful, but, you know, a little bit not so reverential of Queen Elizabeth, the Thais are so reverential. You know, that when you talk about majesty, you think in the Thai context, His Majesty, it's very palpably felt in Thailand. Mm. You know, and it's very, very emotional.
Yes, and his role is, in a sense, someone that Thais could look to as the continuing essence of the Thai state. In the midst of all these political troubles,
yes.
Can't be really overstated either, can it? I mean, the political troubles might have been worse, way worse without him.
Well, you know, that's true. And I think, you know, people, there are those who have been disparaging of the monarchy, particularly of how the military have played off the king's stature and his position. But be careful what you ask for, you know, and I think this is one of the things when you think about the current situation with General Prayut, now Prime Minister Prayut, there is a real concern, and it dates back to a number of incidents, you know, May 2010, when 90 people were died on the streets of Bangkok, and in May 2014, when there was apparent, you know, concerns of the breakdown of law and order and of possible armed insurrection. We in Australia, you know, just we kind of laugh that off, but to the Thais, that's a real concern. And while, you know, people may take different views on the various sides of politics in Thailand, the bottom line is no one wants it to turn into a Syria.
No. What's the future hold now, too? The Crown Prince is not held in the same regard as the King, is he?
Look, the Crown Prince has some work to do in his building his reputation. I mean, I'm not here to regale you with the details of his life so far. There are parallels there with Prince Charles. You know, living in the shadow of a monarch, a long-reigning monarch, is very difficult at the best of times, and it's difficult for anybody to follow a great person, a great monarch, as King Bhumibol clearly was. So how that pans out will be interesting to see. But what's very interesting to see is how it is very clear. Prayut's come out categorically saying the National Legislative Assembly is going to endorse the Crown Prince as the king.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister, the much-loved Princess Sirintorn, who has played a very prominent role supporting the king's projects over the years and is widely respected and admired in Thailand and outside of Thailand as well, she's not in contention. It doesn't seem to be any indication that that's the case. So this is being very carefully managed because the succession, the calculus has been made by the government that this has to be managed very carefully, that there's no question about who's going to be the next king, and that for that to happen without a unravelling of society, it needs to be tightly managed. That's their judgment, and you've got to respect it.
Yes, indeed. Good to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Philip.
Dr. John Blaxland, Senior Fellow at the Strategic and Defence Studies Centre at the ANU, on the passing of King Bhumibol, the King of Thailand, dead at 88.